Grammar Girl here. A question I get now and then is whether W is ever a vowel. At first, I was puzzled by this question, but it turns out that grammar books from the 19th century and earlier sometimes did include W as a vowel. I'm not sure why grammar writers stopped doing it, or when the A-E-I-O-U sometimes Y that many of us learned in school became standard, but today we're going to learn not only when Y, but maybe even W can be a vowel. Actually, here's a spoiler. They're not, and neither are A, E, I, O, and U. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/GG. So, how can I possibly claim that A, E, I, O, and U are not vowels? The short answer is that vowels, and consonants too, are the actual sounds we make when we talk, and that A, E, I, O, and U, and all the other letters of the alphabet, represent those vowels and consonants. This may seem like a picky distinction, but if you're not clear on whether you're talking about orthography or phonetics, things can get confusing. For example, we're used to thinking of the letter U as a vowel. As a result, countless speakers have needlessly second-guessed themselves, wondering whether they should write a university or an university, a unicorn or an unicorn. A lot of confusion could have been avoided if generations of kids had just learned that U represents a vowel in words like umbrella and put, and that it represents the sequence of the consonant y and the vowel u in university and unicorn. So various letters or combinations of letters are used to represent vowels or consonants. But in and of themselves, letters are neither vowels nor consonants. I'm sorry if that goes against what you learned in school. It goes against what I learned in school too. But unless you're playing Scrabble or Wheel of Fortune, it really is more sensible to think about vowels and consonants this way. Now that I've given the simple answer, let's deal with the real question. When does W, and for that matter Y, represent a vowel? If a syllable begins with Y or W, and the next letter represents a vowel, then Y or W almost certainly represent a consonant. In yo and wo, for example, Y and W represent consonants. If a syllable begins with Y and the next letter represents a consonant, then the Y represents a vowel. The only examples I can think of are the elements yttrium and ytterbium, and the French name Eve, spelled Y-V-E-S. I see in the dictionary that there are a few more borrowed or archaic words with Y representing a vowel at the beginning of a word, but they're not worth mentioning here. And there are no syllables beginning with W in which W represents a vowel. And what about in the middle of a syllable? In words like rhythm, Y represents a vowel, specifically the short I sound. Rhythm. However, in a word such as the name Reynold, it doesn't make sense to say that Y represents a vowel. It's the two-letter combination EY that represents a vowel. As for W, it never occurs in the middle of a syllable, at least in native English words. There is the borrowed Welsh word cwm, spelled C-W-M, which refers to a kind of valley. But I'm only mentioning it here because if I don't, a commenter will. In this word, yes, W represents a vowel. Personally, I think this word is so rare as to be best ignored, but it's allowed in Scrabble, so who am I to make a fuss? Last, let's talk about Y and W at the end of a syllable. In one-syllable words, such as buy and fly, Y represents the vowel commonly known as long I. As an aside, long I is actually two vowels run together. Say it slowly enough, and you can hear that it consists of ah plus e, I. The phonetic term for two vowels run together this way is diphthong, which sounds like an insult and has actually been used as an insult by people who don't know better. Getting back to Y at the end of a syllable, in longer words, such as sorry and friendly, It represents the vowel of long E, or maybe short I again. Speakers vary. In words like hey or day, we run into complications. On the one hand, you could say that Y represents a vowel because without it, we'd pronounce the words with different vowels. Instead of hey, H-E-Y, we'd say he, H-E. And instead of day, D-A-Y, we'd say da, D-A. But by that reasoning, you could also conclude that G and H in fight are vowels too, because without them, the word would be fit. That way lies madness. The most sensible thing to say is that the letter combinations of E-Y and A-Y together represent the long A sound in these words. What about the Y at the ends of words like boy? Well, oi is another diphthong, consisting of an O-like vowel followed by long E or short I. So you could say that Y represents one of those vowels. On the other hand, it might sound to you like the diphthong oi ends with the consonant y, so Y represents a consonant. Even phoneticians don't all agree on this. So I recommend just saying that the letter combination OY represents the diphthong oi and leaving it at that. When W occurs at or near the end of a syllable, it's often part of yet another diphthong. Words like brown and cow end with two vowels run together. First you have a, as in cat, or ah, and then you have oo. So in these words, you could argue that W does indeed represent a vowel. On the other hand, maybe to you, the word cow sounds like it ends with the consonant w instead of the vowel oo. Just as with the diphthong oi, phoneticians disagree. So my recommendation is just to say that the combination ow represents the diphthong ow and stop there, just like we did for the oy and the diphthong oi. W also occurs at the end of words like saw and drew. These words don't end with diphthongs. They end in the vowels aw and oo. By the same reasoning we've already been using, it's best not to call W a vowel or a consonant, but just to say that the letter combination aw represents the vowel aw, and the combination ew represents oo. To sum up, the only time you can truly say that W represents a vowel is in those rare Welsh borrowings, such as coom. Y, on the other hand, gets to represent a vowel in many more words. It represents short I in words like gym, and either short I or long E in words like happy. Finally, it represents a diphthong in words like by. And that's our look at when Y and W represent vowels and consonants. Wow and yay! Thanks again to Audible for sponsoring the podcast. You can get audiobooks of many New York Times bestsellers, so it's an easy way to keep up with the hot new books. I noticed that this week the top book at Audible is Gone Girl, and I've been hearing about this book everywhere. The description says, "Marriage can be a real killer." The author takes that statement to its darkest place in this unpausable masterpiece about a marriage gone terribly, terribly wrong. The Chicago Tribune proclaimed that her work draws you in and keeps you reading with the force of a pure but nasty addiction. You can get Gone Girl when you sign up for a free trial at audiblepodcast.com/gg. When you sign up, you get a free audiobook to keep, whether you continue your subscription after the free trial or not. That's audiblepodcast.com/gg. This podcast was written by Neil Whitman, who blogs about linguistics at literalminded.wordpress.com and is a regular columnist for the online resource Visual Thesaurus. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. That's all. Thanks for listening.